What is your God's name? Part 62. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis. I'm the first assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I have, or have a question, or just want to share something with me, you're so welcome. I'm thinking about the book, What is Your God's Name, which I have written a couple years ago, which is also the handbook that we are currently using in this study. I would urge you to get the book. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code if you need it. 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that you are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any churches, denominations or organizations in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning throughout the world. If you want to know more about it, you're so welcome to contact me and I can enlighten you. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name. We are to continue where we left off last week. I say, why was our Savior's name made from two parts? Why was our Savior's name made from two parts? Now, it's very interesting. This you must write down and you must follow it. John 5, verse 43. I, Yahushua, have come in the name of my Father. What's the name of the Father? Yahweh, my Elohim. His name couldn't have been Jesus, because we know that the letter J only originated in the 16th century. So, if his name was Jesus, and he said he came in his Father's name, then what was his Father's name? It should have been something Jesus. It's not like that. But the word says, I have came in my Father's name. And by this time we know that his name is Yahushua, so his Father's name must be Yahweh El Elohim. He says, I, Yahushua, have came in my Father's name, Yahweh, my Elohim, and ye, Israel, receive me as Yahushua not. If another shall came in his name, him ye will receive. In the above scripture, Yahushua declares that he has come in the name of his Father, Yahweh. When looking at the name Yahushua, we find that it's made out of two parts, which is actually one name. The first is the name of the Father, Yahweh, Y-A-H-V-A-H, referring to our Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. And the second part is the Shua, S-H-U-A, which actually means Savior, Redeemer, and you can also say maybe Messiah, or the ones waiting for the Messiah. So it's Yahweh, Shua, Yahweh, Shua, Yahweh the Father's name, Shua, meaning Savior and Redeemer. I know we have studied this subject before, but we need to look at the rest of it now. As we continue with this part of our study, we will realize how the Roman Catholic Church, through corrupting scriptures and Bible translations, corrupted most of the English Bibles in the last 300 years, from 1881, when the Nestle-Aland, the New Greek New Testament, was introduced as the only acceptable Greek manuscript from which all Bible translations in the world would be translated, from 1881, corrupted. Our Savior's name must be and is made out of two parts. Listen to this. Our Savior's name, Yahushua's name, is made out of two parts. It has contained both the name of the Father and also the name of the Son. As already proven, since he, the Son, came to save, or the Father through his Son came to save or redeem. The theme, Shua, meaning salvation, or Savior or Redeemer, had to be connected to the name Yah, Shua, Yah, Y-A-H, Shua, or rather the full name, Yafa, Shua. So when we read in the 1611 King James Bible, we see the name Jesus, Jesus, it will be Yahshua. When we see Jesus Christ, Yahshua, that's just to help. Because there is sometimes a question why sometimes, even in the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, sometimes it says Yahshua and other times Yahshua. I prefer the full name, Yahshua, because the angel came to Miriam and to Joseph and said, you will bear a son and you must call his name, not Yahshua, Yahshua, the Father's full name. Yafa Shua, Emmanuel, if it's translated, means Yafa Almighty with us. Hallelujah. Right now we're looking further here. He says, yes, and now is the name Yafa Shua. Yafa, full name. Yafa Shua meaning Yah or Yafa, it saves. The existing, ever living, or the eternal one saves. So, you see, because these are all attributes of the Father. Let's just listen to it again. Let me read it from the beginning. The Savior's name must be and is made out of two parts. It is compound word. It has two, contains both the name of the Father and also of the Son. As always proven, since the Son came to save, or the Father through his Son came to save or redeem. The theme, the term Shua means salvation, to save or to redeem. That's easy. Had to be connected to the name Yahshua, which made Yahshua, Y-A-H, Shua, or Yahshua. Or rather the full name, Yafa Shua, meaning Yah or Yafa saves, i.e. the existing, everlasting, or the eternal one saves. So through the Son, the Father is actually saving. Thus in this, the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rottenham version, you shall find the name Yahshua is used instead of the name Jehovah, Lord, Lord, God, God. In many texts, the full form Yahshua is used for the Son, while in most texts, the shorter form of Yahshua is used instead of the Roman Catholic creation of the name Jesus or Jesus. I prefer the whole name, Yahshua, as the angel said to Miriam and Joseph. My Bible scholars has experienced that the original name, many Bible scholars have experienced that the original name of the Father and his Son and the original titles have a greater and deeper meaning than any English subtitles, which do not mean the same thing. Therefore, the reader shall find El, Elohim, El Shaddai, Eloah, Messiah, etc., used in the different Bible versions instead of the title Lord, God, Jesus Christ, or Holy Spirit, which were also created by the Roman Catholic Church to create confusion. Those are all some gods. God, Lord, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. The name Jesus, the footnote in Matthew 1:21. In the Greek dialogue use Yah Fashua. Exactly. It gives the meaning I shall be. And Shua means powerful. Other Bible versions recognize the fact whatsoever name is used here, Jesus, Isios, or any other, for the Father's name is made out of two parts. The first, Yafa is the Father's name, and the second part, Shua, is the title or term having the meaning to save, redeem, or savior. Easy. In the footnote of the New Berry Bible, listen to this, on Matthew 1 verse 21 and page 5 of the introduction of the New Testament, Jesus, Joshua, or Yeshua, is found. This gives the meaning of Yeshua, the salvation of Yahweh, the salvation of Jehovah, or Jehovah the Savior, with the translation of Jehovah Shua. Never been a Hebrew word like Jehovah Shua. Or correctly, Yahweh Shua, meaning Yahweh the Savior, or Yahweh saves or redeems. As stated previously, there is no J in the ancient Hebrew alphabet, but the letter J found all above in the above names. You find the letter J in all the other names. Jehovah, Jehoshua, so it's not his name. The Eternal One saves. These statements confirm the fact that the full name of the Son is Yahweh Shua, one name. Or the shorter form is Yahshua, meaning the Eternal One saves. This is why in certain texts in Matthew 1 verse 21 to 25, Luke 1 verse 31, and in others is the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotten Vine, the full form of the Son's name is used. However, the contraction of the shorter form Yahshua is used most of the time. Why is the name of the Most High so important? What will you say? Why? Why? Well, we need to worship in the right name. Otherwise, this is what I'm going to say now, we are worshiping in vain. How nice does that come together? You have to worship in the right name, otherwise you are worshipping in vain. You will come and say, Lord, Lord, in thy name have I cast out devils, and demons shall go away. I know you not. Why? Because the name Lord means Baal, Bali. Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16. A person may question, why is the name of the Most High so important? It is of utmost importance because the Most High, Yahweh our Elohim, declared in His Word that His people, and I put it in bracket, even in the 21st century, shall know His name. Isaiah 52 verse 6, my people shall know my name. The Western, the Hebrew people that says, you're not to utter the name of Yahweh. Yeah, you've got to utter His name. And it doesn't mean Elohim or Hashim. Those are titles referring to Yahweh. Isaiah 42 verse 8. I am, that is my name. I am, that is my name. It's not I am. He has a name. It is through His name, Yahweh, that we made our prayers requests known to Him. When He teaches His disciples to pray, say, our Father which art in heaven. You see, this is how the Roman Catholic Church changed the word. He would have said, our Father, Yahweh, my Elohim. He would have used the name, not just a title as Father. It is through His name, Yahweh, that we make our prayers requests known to Him. It is, the Bible says, you pray and you receive not. Why? Because you pray wrong. You pray in titles. While we are supposed to use the powerful name, the authority, the name of Yahweh, the name of Yahshua, and the Ruach HaKodesh. And the Bible says, once you call upon that name, Satan and his demonic evil spirits will flee from you. It is also important to know the sacred name of His Son, Yahshua, as it is through Him that we obtain salvation, according to John 3 verse 16. The Son Yahshua declares in the Bible, Him that cometh unto me, I Yahshua, will not worse cast out. John 6 verse 37, and in Matthew 11, 28, he says, come unto me, that shall Yahshua, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, Yahshua, will give you rest. He also say, it states in John 14 verse 13, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, what name? N-A-M-E. In the name of Yahshua, that I will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See the difference. See the power in the name. And this is what the Roman Catholic Church, through Bible translations and script translations from the 2nd century, has caused. John 16 verse 23 to 25. John 16, 23, 25. Verse 23. And in that day ye shall also ask me. Now the me is a capital M, so it's Yahshua nothing. Very, very, I, Yahshua, say unto you, even the bride in this 21st century and beyond, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father, Yahweh, our Elohim. See how the name, when I do this brackets, I bring the names and the power, experience the power. I just want to go back to verse 23. Listen to the power in the names. In that day you shall ask me, Yahshua, nothing. Verily, verily, he swears, I, Yahshua, say unto you, even the bride in this 21st century and beyond, whatever you shall ask the Father, Yahweh, our Elohim, in my name, Yahshua, he will give you. You want to be prosperous, you want to be functioning, you want to gain eternal life, you want to strive in holiness, became a better Yahweh through Bible study, function in the revelation names. The Bible says when you call upon the name, Satan and his demonic powers will flee. They won't just run, they will flee. Verse 24, hetero have ye, even in the 21st century, ask nothing in my name. My name, that's where they stop, my name, Yahshua. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. It's not N-A-M-E. The 1611 King James translation and all the others, and especially from 1881 when the New King James was translated and the next 300 Bibles was translated from the corrupted Nestle Aland text, they robbed everyone, every Bible reader from those translations. They robbed them of the revelation names and the power that's in the names. Verse 25, these things have I, you should have said, these things have I, Yahshua, spoke unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I, this Yahshua, shall no more speak unto you, even the bride in the 21st century, in Proverbs, but I, Yahshua, shall show you plainly of the Father, Yahweh, my Elohim. Hallelujah. He does not need to use metaphors, nothing. He can speak directly in the revelation names. I just want to say, my life has totally changed. Everything in my life has totally changed since the day that I started using the revelation names of Yahshua. Now, there's a lot of Protestant churches today that says, yeah, but everybody wants to be Hebrew today. It's not that everybody wants to be Hebrew. We want to return to the original language, the original form. Because in the modern languages, they are worshipping sun gods. God, Lord, Jesus, Christ. It's all Baal gods. It's a sun god, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis. And so we can continue. And using those names, you are actually unknowingly worshipping a sun god. Why? Because you were taught like that. After reading about scripture, it's evident that in verse 25, it is Yahshua, the son, speaking about the name of his father, Yahweh, his Elohim. According to verse 25, it was Yahshua who spoke to the prophets of old. But the time has come in the New Testament where he, Yahshua, spoke to the people through Proverbs. But Yahshua is speaking to us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. Today, in 2025, We as part of the bride of Yahushua know the Father Yahweh El Yehu. We don't need just to call him Yahweh, or we don't need to call him just Father in a title. We can call upon his name Yahweh. We can call him through the Son Yahushua, who has revealed the name of his Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh through the revelation names. Hallelujah. According to the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotterdam version, there is no other name in heaven or on earth by which man, even in the 21st century, must be saved, but the name of Yahushua. There's no other name. The salvation is in no other name but Yahushua. There's healing in no other name but Yahushua. I want to challenge you as a Bible student. Start teaching, start preaching, start praying in the revelation names of Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, and see how your whole world is just going to change. I found so many people, especially business people, because businesses go through certain loops and highs and lows. I know, I've been in business 43 years of my life. But there comes times when things are difficult, and things doesn't work out the way we are used for it to work. And it's in that time that people start taking stock of their spiritual lives. And so many directors came back to me already and says, Prof, I was battling, and I was praying in Jesus' name, and I was doing everything, and I was calling upon God, and I said, but the moment that I was start calling upon the name of Yahushua, because his words say, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, you shall receive. He says, and it just changed. Things just changed. It just changed. And this is what Yahweh uses. He uses business people. He uses their business. For it brings them onto a stage, on a place, where they get desperate. They know there's nobody else that can help now. They tried everything. They tried every solution. Now, we have to call upon the revelation name. And honestly, when they start praying in that name, heavens just open upon them. I had it this week again. Once somebody says, since I stopped, it's 2 weeks now, that I'm praying in the revelation name. And he says, I will never change back to the sun god's names. And suddenly the door opened where I had the chance just to plant the seed of life in the revelation word. Hallelujah. That's why the world can't change if we don't talk about these things, if we don't preach about it, if we don't teach about it. We must not be ashamed of what we have. Instead, this is what 150 million Yafis and Hebrew people gave their lives for in a period of 1,500 years' time, where the Dark Ages, the Roman Catholic, killed these people because of the names and the material that they obtained, that they had to demolish everything. So there is no trace today except for the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotterdam version. I have a couple of copies. If you are interested, speak to me. There is no other name in heaven on earth by which man, even in this 21st century, must be saved but the name Yahushua. First John 3:22-23. 1 John 3:22-23. And whatsoever, listen, we as part of the bride of Yahushua ask, we receive of him, that's Yahushua, because we keep his commandments, that we must love one another. The commandments is not the 613 laws. We have been set free of the 613 laws. In Hebrews 7 verse 18, he says he brought it to an end because of the unprofitableness of it. Go read Hebrews 7 verse 18. Yahweh He made the 613 laws, the circumcision, the Sabbath, the tithing, the offering of blood, animals, and he brought everything to a standstill. He made it null and void. Why? Because we have a New Testament in Yahushua. The high priest who did not have to offer for himself first, like the Old Testament high priest. But he sits on the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us every day. Hallelujah, what a privilege. And this, I want to urge you to go and start studying the revelation of the book of Revelation. That's the other study that we are busy with weekly. He says, because we keep his commandments. What is his commandments? Here in Israel, there's two kingly commandments that we keep today. Two New Testament commandments. You know by this time, because I've mentioned it a couple of times. Here in Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. You must love him with your heart, your soul, your body and your mind. And you must love your brothers like yourself. Hallelujah. That's the two kingly New Testamental laws that we hang on to, and commandments. That we must love one another and do those things that are, I'm just going to read the scripture again, 1 John 3:22, and whatsoever we as part of the bride of Yahushua ask, we receive of him, that's Yahushua, because we keep his commandments, the two kingly laws, the New Testament, and do these things that are pleasing in his Yahushua's sight. Verse 23. And this is his, Yahweh's, the Father's, commandments, that we as part of the bride of Yahushua in this 21st century should believe in the name of his son, Yahushua. What's the commandments? What's the commandments? Not the 316 laws, but that we believe in the name of his son. Hallelujah. Do you understand what you're reading? Let's read verse 23 again. And this is he, Yahushua, the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. Commandments, I want to say New Testamental commandments, that we as part of the bride of Yahushua, even in the 21st century, should believe on the name of his son, Yahushua. That's the new commandment. Believe in the name, not N-A-M-E, the name of his son, Yahushua. And love one another, as he, Yahushua, gave us a commandment, as he, that's Yahushua, gave us a commandment when he was on earth 2,000 years ago. You must love your brother like yourself. Hallelujah. Alright, now we're going to look at 1 John 5:14. 1 John, you see I'm Afrikaans speaking, sorry, but it can happen. And I'm thinking of Afrikaans preaching in English sometimes. 1 John 5:14. You can understand Afrikaans typisch boer, ne? I just say, this is how we are. But it's as easy, I can also ask you just to preach to me in my language. Afrikaans. 1 John 5:14. Verse 14. And this is the confidence that we, as part of the bride in the 21st century, have in him, who's him? Yahushua, that if we ask anything according to his will, what's his will? His name, the name Yahushua, he heareth us. When we call upon the name of Yahushua, he hears us. And we, you know what happens? We draw his attention. After reading the scripture, we realize that these are a few New Testamental scriptures showing us a new commandment. And this is to love one another. He said there's no greater love as to love one another. So now we realize that we have the right to pay in our own, suddenly we realize that we have the right to pray in the original ancient Hebrew names of Yahushua as part of his bride. I don't want to pray in any other name. Sometimes when I have still time, when I just sit with the Bible and just study the word, Many times I thought, how far could we have advanced if this gospel of Yahushua has come to me 30 years ago? And in that, I don't question anything that Yahushua is doing in my life, but I just think how further we could have advanced. And then the Ruach HaKodesh just spoke to me, and he says to me, it was not the right season. That time 30 years ago was not the right season. Why? Because there was hardly any internet and all these things. And today we can use all the platforms, Instagram, Telegram, Dropbox, Facebook, YouTube. We can use all the different internet platforms to send the message of salvation into the world. So Yahushua is always right on time. The time has caught up with us till next week if His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.